Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the trap. Get your dead body in the trap. Welcome to the trap. Welcome to the trap. But sometimes we tripping. Welcome to the trap. Where we joking rap. Good busting laughs. Hands slapping laps. Girl slapping laps. Get you through your day. And it's free of cost. Don't you laugh too loud. Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House.
We made it, y'all. We made it.
Episode 10. We did it. Big 10. You know, I want to congratulate us, man. We've been holding it down, man. We've been holding it down. Like, no guest. I mean, we'll bring some guests, but we've been chilling. I ain't mad at it.
That's Rome's job, yo.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm trying to give us a big up, man. Here we go.
Some people were asking about it.
That be our people, man. You know what I'm saying?
You be talking.
Everybody. All right. Here we go, y'all. All right. We got Cam in the building.
R.I.P. Akira.
We got Emmanuel in the building.
Asian man,
he holds a special place in our hearts, you know.
Changed our lives, man.
Running home from school, just excited to get home.
Excited. People that be trying to put Dragon Ball Z a little down and not saying it's an anime and stuff, giving props. I'm like, man, come on.
Yeah, we've been here with it.
Dragon Ball had the...
They're not giving it props?
Yeah. Some people used to argue that, you know, Dragon Ball Z ain't really an anime when we be trying to put it in the anime category.
Yeah, but now they're
giving props because they know Dragon Ball had to walk for all y'all had to run.
Come on, man.
Dragon Ball Z forever have a special place in my heart.
Absolutely.
In childhood. It raised me.
Absolutely.
Like, I felt that.
I've never watched a man scream for 3 weeks in a row and been so excited about it.
Yeah.
Just so excited.
Oh, yeah. It took a month to be Super Saiyan. It took a whole month.
That fight by the end of the month?
Oh.
Oh, my God. So good.
Where did you come
kids
in?
Kids don't know how to be patient no more.
Yeah, that's the issue.
That taught us patience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, like,
absolutely.
Kids want everything right now. We know that sometimes it takes time.
Yeah.
You got to power up sometimes, you know, teach us life lessons.
Then you say,
it just don't come to you right away.
Then you say this morning they was edging us.
They was edging us for a long time.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
We realize sometimes before you go to the fight and face that problem, that challenge, you got to better yourself.
Come
first.
On. Dragon Ball Z had lessons in there, man.
I heard women that watch Dragon Ball Z know how to treat a man better
because of the edging. You know what I'm saying?
Edging man, right?
They had a black man on there getting green, Piccolo. You know what I'm saying?
Like, definitely the Wesley Snipes
diversity.
Of the game.
You know what I'm saying?
Frieza, she was the first one that was. You know, we didn't know how to identify her, so we had to just respect her for who
them.
She
yeah,
was.
Them.
Exactly.
Or they.
But we were open-minded.
We were very open-minded. We were ahead of our time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then Frieza, just like, you know, the transgender community, Frieza transformed.
That's what I'm saying.
So we knew. See, y'all think we not ahead of the game and open. We've been out here, man. Yeah. Like,
late 80s,
and
early 90s.
And even though I
kids.
Never liked Frieza, I understood the point.
You understood the point. You get it.
Yes.
You get it. Frieza was powerful.
I think today, you know, marks a day that I truly believe we have to say, with his death,
mm-hmm.
today is a day of under 9,000.
You can just expand on.
There's a meme over 9,000. I said today we're under.
Oh,
because power up levels.
I've never seen.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Unfortunately,
if you watch Dragon Ball Z, they say I'm powered. Vegeta goes, I'm over 9,000.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I know what you're talking about, but I just hadn't seen this specific meme.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's good now that
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, it's good
for y'all that got it.
I didn't see the meme. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it was good.
It was good.
Now that you explained what the meme
good.
Was.
All right.
I mean, we
also, but I feel like
I
you
feel so defeated.
I feel like you identify with Vegeta as well because you know he had a receding hairline. A lot of people don't talk about that.
No,
hairline trash.
He got the M.
He refused to let it go.
He still had a lot to hold on to.
Because there was another saying. There was a ball saying. We never saw him turn him super.
Krillin was bald too, but Vegeta had a lot to hold on to. He was starting to recede, but it wasn't fully gone.
I feel starting. It was pretty up there.
I feel like, can you be a Super Saiyan without hair?
I mean, he would be a perfect match.
I don't think we ever seen any Super Saiyans without hair. So
you can't,
I felt like,
scalp can't.
Yeah, we had. The bald.
I don't think he went Super Saiyan, though.
Oh,
he was just a Saiyan.
Yeah, Super Saiyan. Yeah.
I don't remember.
But Super Saiyan, I felt like you had to have hair for it.
Yeah.
Well, we've never seen. Where's the black Super Saiyans at? We've never seen that.
Dynamics were the black people in Dragon Ball Z. We know that Piccolo was black. That's why that planet got blew up.
This one guy.
The blade killed the black dude.
Damn, Namek is really ancient Egypt. This is what you got to understand.
Namek nigga.
Yeah, Namek nigga. The Namek niggas.
Yeah, Namek nigga. Like Piccolo black, man.
That's a good point. Good point.
This artist on Instagram, he drew some like black Super Saiyan. It looked hard. It was cool. I need to.
Oh, I had a T-shirt, one of them airbrush. You know, they used to do that and shit. Mm-hmm. Like I had one that was a black suit. He had a fro.
But they did that when we was in elementary. Cause I used to print them out, draw them, and sell them.
He did like some other like I don't know. It was like a 3D rendering thing. But did you have a favorite?
Piccolo. I'm always weird when it comes to shows. Like I'm always left field who my favorite is. It's never the main dude or the one you think. It's like something about Piccolo was cool to me. Like he trained Goku. He used to be powerful and I like when niggas hang with niggas that are way more powerful, but you ain't scared and you hold your own.
Yeah.
I rock with that.
I fuck with. Did you have a favorite?
Teenage Gohan.
Gohan was fire. That's probably up there with Teenage Gohan was
favorite.
Fire.
When he defeated Cell,
you know what?
I was just like,
you know what?
Yo,
they
this
did.
Kid is awesome, and then he grew up and became so.
They did him like Marvel did the Hulk. You know what I'm saying? Like how?
And what you mean? Okay,
this is what I mean in the Avengers in Infinity War and Endgame, Hulk didn't really get his. He didn't get his get back. Like
in Infinity War and Endgame?
Like the Hulk we know.
Because he got beat by Thanos.
And then he just turned into a teacher.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I wanted to see the Hulk.
Yeah.
Like Hulk. Mm-hmm. And Hulk that's out. What kind of what Gohan did. After Cell,
Yeah.
It just, I said, come on.
But then Trunks come after that too.
He was in, he was all in between that, but yeah.
Trunks was hard.
It's hard not for me like the not to like Goku, because one, he was a fat nigga like me, except he wasn't fat, but he liked to eat. And then two, he just didn't quit. He just always wanted to be. I can
see you saying Goku?
I think I might. It's definitely just so hard for me. I like Goku. He was goofy as fuck.
He's always playful. He's always. Even his fights was like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, like, he like getting beat up because he like he want to get strong.
Who was your favorite villain?
Man.
Mine is Broly. Broly was
Broly
hard.
Was fine. Yeah, Broly was hard.
Are you talking about like this new?
This whole universe. Whatever you got, Dragon Ball Z.
Because
I like
Broly beforehand and Broly recently in this new Super is good.
Got you.
New Super, he was whooping ass. Ultra God mode.
He was all back then, too.
Yeah, he's up there for sure. He's up there for sure. I mean, I ain't going to lie. Goku and Frieza's battle was iconic. Like, that. Yeah. It was an iconic battle. Cell was cool. Cell's because Gohan was cool. I had to go back and watch Majin Buu.
It's Broly.
Broly. And then I'm trying to think of the iconic ones.
You got the god cat. What was his name?
You're talking about in the tournament.
You got all them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, it depends. But I like Majin Buu, too. I like the final form of Majin Buu. That was cool.
Wasn't a big Majin Buu. I don't know.
I don't remember a lot about it, to be honest. But
me as a kid, my watching of Dragon Ball Z started to wane during the Majin Buu.
Gotcha. Cell and Frieza, I was on. Yeah, I can see that.
Frieza was like my initiation. Yeah. I was like, love this shit.
Yeah.
And then when it came to Cell, I was like, boy. Yeah. This Gohan, he gonna grow up to be cool.
That middle school era was different, man.
Middle school era Dragon Ball Z was crazy, bro.
That motherfucker grew up to be a goddamn vegan.
Hilarious. We're going to move from Dragon Ball Z to Dirty Feet. Me and Emmanuel were having a conversation.
Dirty FZ.
Yeah, Dirty
DFZ. DFZ. From DBZ to DFZ.
He had said something. He was like, I can't stand fucking Dirty Feet, dog. And I said, bro, I feel you, because there was a time, I remember I watched this girl. I was on her page, and she did a little twerk video. And it was from the back, and I was like enamored with the booty. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, this is nice look."
Like
at.
She's on the ground.
Yeah, on the ground.
Okay, all right.
And my eyes slowly panned down, and I seen them black soot ass feet,
them tar feet.
And I was just like, I just left the video. It turned me off so bad. I just can't do dirty ass feet. No. I just can't. I was just like,
was she light skin?
She just had dirty feet. I don't even remember. She was brown. Like, but it's just like, this gunk on this feet.
I just don't like it. It's a big turn off for me. You know what I'm saying? To see that, you know. But at the same time, I appreciate. Have you heard of this movement of people cutting off the bottom of their shoes because they want to walk around just barefoot, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That shit is so disgusting.
Yeah, so disgusting.
In so many ways.
It's absolutely disgusting.
You're not walking out on your farmland.
Yeah.
Or you're just outdoor. These are people in New York City.
Yeah.
Walking down the street.
If this was the Garden of Eden, walk away. Do your thing. Whatever.
Like, or this is. Like, this is.
When I see people barefoot in a public restroom, that's where.
That's
like,
different. That's different.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's the one I'm like, you took it to new levels.
Diabolical work.
That is diabolical, man.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah.
But the worst I've seen is at the beach. Someone walked into the porta potty.
Nigga, you just gave me an aneurysm. And I said,
oh my.
I don't know if we get worse than that. The porta potty barefoot.
Man or woman, you just stink. You are a stinking bastard.
Why is that so like visual? You know, it's so like
porta potties are known to just be. You go in there and you just gonna see turds and blue and it just stinks.
And
so
it's always
there.
Liquid on the ground. Just there's stuff. Always some type of liquid just all over the ground. You can't tell what it is because it's dark. It's so cut, but you just it's wet.
Oh,
and it's like.
Have you ever been in a handicapped porta potty?
A handicapped porta potty.
Yeah.
It will throw you off.
Yeah, why? It will.
Because you expect them to come in and it's just right there. So I was at the beach. I had to pee and. it was early, so the real bathrooms were closed, wasn't open yet, so they got the porta potties. I go open it thinking the porta, like the toilet gonna be right here. I open it, the toilet way over there. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, I thought it was a prank for a second. I'm like,
this nigga came back, he said, wrong, now you gotta go in there. It's crazy.
Like, it's a mansion of porta. It was huge.
Yeah, that shit was big as fuck.
But it's like that in all of them, right? The
well, he don't, not the no. Handy. I never,
I
been
mean,
to one.
I'm not saying I don't know porta potties, but just in bathrooms, in general,
yeah, the handicap's
usually bigger.
Yeah,
than
but
nice
I never even thought of a porta, like a handicapped porta potty until yeah, that yeah, moment, because you know it just I just so never I, seen
do
it.
Do they need more room to leave the wheelchair there? Or maybe like that?
Well, I don't know, but it was huge. Cage.
That was huge.
That like, shit was big. If your leg is the wall, it went over there. But like from the outside, it didn't seem that way. It seemed like it started skinny, then expand. So when you going up to it, it looked like a regular porta potty. Mm-hmm. That shit threw me off.
Yeah, no. Nah. But yeah, dirty feet. Like if you kicking it with a girl and like she put her feet on you and you just look at the bottom of her feet.
Oh, in the bed?
I mean, on the couch, like maybe y'all kicking it.
Oh, to get off my furniture.
Well, like, what you doing? Are you immediately like, hey, yo.
I've told exes.
You got to talk. I think we at the age where we got to talk things out.
I'm going to try to figure out why they're so dirty.
Yeah, because like how long you been walking around?
Especially if you're not on the first floor. Because you know, if you're on the first floor, you may have access to a backyard. Maybe you was outside tending to your garden. Maybe you had a dog right quick.
But I've
dated
one of these earthy girls. You know, the feet don't girls, be. Sometimes they feet be dirty. They be.
But I'm saying, if
like,
you up
okay,
in an apartment fifth floor, why your feet so dirty?
Yeah. On the fifth floor?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you on the first floor, you got a backyard, I can be like, give some reasoning why your feet dirty. But if you on the fifth floor, I'm like, why your feet so dirty?
It's like, you ran down, ran outside.
Yeah, why your feet so dirty? Like, you could have a balcony, of course, but still, I'm like, just why your feet so dirty on the, up here?
Always blame it on her neighbors. My neighbor's dirty.
Nah.
What they got to do with it?
She walking the hallway on the fifth floor.
Why are you walking in the
hallway? Yeah, why are you walking in the hallway?
The laundry. The laundry. They got laundry.
Why are you flops on? Put some flops on or
but
something.
You know, them earthy girls, man. That's the ones I've seen in the movie. Well, and then white girls in general. White
girl
girls
I see,
in general have the...
That's why I'm automatically, when he said dirty feet, I thought about white
girls.
Girl,
they're
synonymous for that.
Yeah,
dirty feet just ain't. It just not...
It's even worse if you got a foot fetish. I don't have
one. Yeah, I don't have a foot
fetish. For the people
fetish.
That do, I know that's like
I got
they...
50%.
I think that's just
you 50%
like a turn
foot?
Off
I like
of
a
them.
Nice foot.
No, but like fetish.
Like if you in a room
like
full
Eddie
of girls
Murphy Boomerang, he had a fetish.
Like fetish.
It was a deal breaker if you had a corn fetish.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. I'm not like.
Okay.
I'm not like.
You just appreciate it a lot.
Yeah. Like if a girl got a corn or something, you know, I ain't gonna break up with you or stop fucking with you. I ain't that type of nigga.
Yeah.
But if you
gonna try to pop it?
Huh? I'm probably not good.
You gonna pop a corn?
Are you a pimple popper type of person?
Pimple popper?
Yeah, like, you know some people like this. This they turn up like they love like if you got a like some girls if you got a pimple on your face they be like
only
or they
girls
watch,
I've seen
or they watch like
shit.
Pimple popping videos. And
I can watch the
I've
videos.
Seen a couple
not
videos,
like something I just go to, but if it was on the timeline, I may watch one.
If it's a crazy one,
but
like,
I don't
want
to be popping.
Some people go to it to like relax.
Oh no, that's crazy. But yeah. I ain't crazy, but that's
wild.
But I got a foot fetish because I like to watch before I go to sleep.
You like to watch what?
A foot.
You don't like to watch it. Shut up, nigga.
I love to watch a foot.
You know you don't.
YouTube even recommends
you
me.
I
no,
hate,
I'm not lying. I'm dead
you,
ass.
He can't even hold his smile.
I'm dead
on
ass.
That
I'm dead. No, I'm
them
dead ass.
Them keep showing him all
laugh,
that stash.
No,
all that stash can't even hold that line.
I don't know this nigga.
All that stash can't hold that line.
I've known this nigga 18 years. He's never watched a foot going to sleep. I know.
All that stash can't hold that smile. Can't hide that smile and hide that lie.
Yeah. Nigga, it's a lie of foot. That's what's going on, nigga. That's what's going on with you.
Hold on. This one right here.
Okay.
Foot massage.
2.9 million.
That's
why.
But
look, I know I'm not the only one.
Here's the
look
thing.
Look how good
here's
this
the
foot
thing.
Looks.
I am a, like my favorite massage my feet.
Okay. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I freaking
absolutely.
Love a foot massage.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
That shit's phenomenal.
This
phenomenal.
Girl's foot right here is so enjoyable.
She got a nice foot, but like, you talking
hold on,
about.
Hold on. Let me go to the part I love.
Okay, go to the part you love.
This girl's one of them homie girls, but she got a nice
one
little foot,
one of them homie
man.
Girls.
Hold on, she got a little scarring. She said something happened there.
She got the perfect foot to get dirty.
Oh yeah. If she not careful, that thing dirty.
Oh my god, this is
second.
The best thing to watch for you. You hear the sounds, and she be squeezing.
Turn the sounds on.
Hold on, let me see. And then using this little fucking tool. Okay, listen.
I would so go get that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
But what you getting out of this?
Yeah, what you?
It's relaxing.
I don't know.
You jacking to this?
You yeah, no, he being that jacking. No, you being jacking.
How's this
right? You foot jacking, not high jacking.
I've done it twice. Hey, but no, it's incredible. I just be watching it. I'll be like, I fall asleep.
Hey, y'all, Emmanuel, a freak. One time we came back home and he was in the middle of jacking in the middle of the living room. He ran to his room and shut the
You talking about when we first moved to Cali in an apartment? That was 2013.
All we heard.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, nah, don't deny it now.
Get the fuck out of here.
We walked in the
nigga.
Door and all we heard was.
I didn't get the fuck out of here, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, jacking off.
He was in the middle of the room.
There was one time in Atlanta where I was fucking in the room. And before y'all came in, me and the chick ran
to the back. Nigga.
I mean, I can't deny that you were, you did it or not, but you watching this type of video for bad seems like the type of nigga that you could lean towards saying maybe he was.
I can see why you say that.
No, this nigga's gonna be watching. That shit sound funny. I can see why you said. All right, so since we own all these things, let's move.
So now, is it a foot fetish if I like to watch?
I don't know
think
if it's
so.
A fetish.
If you're watching this before bed.
If you watch it before bed,
that's a little bit
right,
of a fetish.
That's why I said a good 50%.
Okay.
Like, I ain't jacking to it, but I enjoy a nice foot massage video.
Do you like giving the foot massage?
I like getting a foot massage.
No. Do you like giving a girl a foot massage? So you want to watch the foot massage given, but you don't want to get a foot massage.
I see what you're saying. No, I'm not like, I don't care for like necessarily the sexual part of it. Like, massage your feet.
No, it ain't got to be something like.
I appreciate the look of it. I'm like, ooh, that's a nice looking foot right there. I could appreciate a nice rack. That's what I call them now. When I see good toes, good white toe, oh, she got a nice rack. That's what I look at. I say she got a nice rack. Like this girl right here, she got a nice rack of toes.
She got a nice rack of toes.
Say a tray. Say a tray, like an ice cube tray. I think that's better since rack has already been. Rack is taken for breasts. So
yeah, rack is up
tray.
Top.
She got a good tray. Like she got a good.
Yeah. This nice clean foot.
Tray. She got a good tray.
Yeah, good tray. Rack is different.
Hold on, let me. From this angle right here. That's it right there. We're using that little pin thing. Ooh.
I like some nice white toes. You know what I'm saying? Like a
white
nice, toes,
white, just clean, nice.
Like the toenail polish white. You know what I'm
getting
saying?
Getting a good massage. But I honestly am imagining myself getting this shit. Because this shit look like it feel good as hell.
I know that shit feel good.
And foot massage, anytime a woman's giving me a foot massage or a hand massage, sleep. Or a head massage. Those are my three spots.
Yeah,
foot,
for sure.
Head, all that.
For sure.
Yo, that lady that used to be on the set of Nick Goosen, the makeup lady, I would just go sit in her chair because she always give you a hand massage.
And that shit feel good.
And it was amazing.
That shit feel good.
Comedy Central?
No. She was on the set of, what's the one that Sugar and Toys, she was on that one.
Yeah.
And she was on another one I did for Nick Goosen, but she worked with Nick Goosen and she would always give a hand massage at the end. Phenomenal.
Yes. See, I don't know if I remember that. But
phenomenal.
I was like, she's smart. Like, this keeps her coming back. Like, people will request her. Like, you want her around. I'm like, that was a smart little attention to detail she noticed.
I appreciate
that.
Nice hands. Mm-hmm. When a lady has nice hands, nice feet, that's nice.
Absolutely.
And I'm not talking about, like, just nails done. I'm talking about, like, that.
Nice hand.
The type of hand. That's important.
Yeah. I don't like...
Like soft,
if a girl got like dirty fingers, like she just got dug, she dug into like some bag of chips. Like
you talking about that Cheeto finger?
I don't like Cheeto finger. I don't like Cheeto finger.
Have you ever ran into a woman with some big ass hands?
Some big ass hands.
That's unattractive to me. Like, yeah. I look at your hands. See, that's a turn off of me.
I was thinking big feet.
I think of some people that it kind of came to my head when I thought about that. But really? We'll talk about that after. Yeah, that too.
Yeah, some huge.
Big, huge hands.
But big hands on a girl. I seen a girl grab a bag of chips, rip open. Like, I can't do it.
With one hand?
One hand going in the chair. It's just like, oh. I don't want to imagine that on my dick.
I don't think that'll be a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker, but it's just not.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, you got big hands. I just got
that. You ever seen that Seinfeld episode where he was like, she got kind of man hands. You know what I'm saying? Every time they show this pretty girl, Seinfeld was on a date with her, and then they'll be like, oh, she's real pretty. And then he'll look at her hands, and they'll cut to a shot of like a nice man's hands. Yeah. And she would crack lobsters like just and then they'll cut back to her just looking. I feel him, dog. I don't like that.
That reminds me of you spoke about Seinfeld. I laughed so hard this one episode. I might have to see if I can find the clip on YouTube. But they were talking about going to dinner with some girl. Him and Elaine was talking about going to dinner with some girl. He was like, I don't want to go to dinner with her. Every time we show up with her, things get misconstrued. And she was like, no, they don't. He was like, yes, they do. We can't hear her when she talks.
Oh, yeah. The deaf, like,
when they cut to that scene and them talking, that shit is so funny because she'll say something and they'll be like,
yeah, because all she would be like at the time, they said she was a low talker. We can never understand. And she'll just be like,
and they. And the whole premise was that they would keep agreeing. Yeah. So this episode, he ended up agreeing to something he didn't he didn't want to do and he couldn't get out. I said, that's good. That's good writing. That shit was
Larry
funny.
David, man. David, I put you in a silly
ass situation. This shit. All right. Well, while we talking about feet and other body parts, there's a trend going on. You can go to my, go up. You're right there. There's this trend going on that BBLs are funky.
That's all it is.
It said BBLs are not good smelling.
We getting after these ladies today. Your feet, your hands, goddamn BBLs.
We just talking about it from our experience.
Yeah, that's real talk, though.
What are you doing? This man, Emmanuel, is trying to do puzzles. Okay, there we go. All right, so we probably had to refresh the page. He just rewinded it.
Look like Olu.
All right, so we about to play this little video. Oh, you want to put it on the screen? So yeah, I guess the BBLs are funky.
They're like Tyler Perry,
they do it
like in funny. Disguise.
They do.
All right.
Yeah, those BBLs be stinking. BBL smell.
The BBL smell is trending on social media, but what is it?
And it could be like two or three BBL baddies. And you wondering, like, who the hell got cheesy fries? Like, who got their socks out? You know, something don't smell right.
So why would getting a BBL make you potentially smell bad? There are a lot of theories being thrown out there.
When women have liposuctions and BBLs, about 3 weeks later, all the way up to 3 weeks later, they have excretions, actually grease, that comes out of their body, and it has a putrid smell.
It's normal to get a little bit of drainage from having liposuction or BBL for a few days after surgery, but putrid smell after 3 weeks tells me you've got an infection. Mm. That is not normal.
Mm-mm.
When you get a BBL, your ass is so rock hard. Like, I could barely get toilet paper in, like, a hand between my butt cheeks.
What you gotta understand is, like, physics. If you was a chick that was, like, 150, right? 150 pounds, and then you got a BBL. So the BBL made you probably like 170, 180.
Huh?
You're not used to that go around.
How does that make
you feel me?
Is the BBL smell fact or is it cap? It is cap. Now, immediately after surgery, maybe you're a bit sore, maybe it's a little hard to clean back there, but otherwise, there's nothing about having had a BBL surgery that's going to make you smell bad.
Okay, so he's saying
he's saying they just funky. That's what the doctor's saying.
Damn. That's scary. She said so raw hard she can barely get a hand or toilet paper in there.
So what are those girls talking about if he's saying it's cat? Those girls are saying
he's saying it could be an infection.
They got an infection.
Yeah, he's saying it's an infection. Or the BBL might actually have an infection. It's just a lot. It's a lot.
I saw somebody take a video on a plane.
Yeah.
She was sitting down in a plane and a girl next to her had to sit.
Mm-hmm.
Looking towards the person behind them with their ass out because they just got a BBL.
Yeah, when
I was like,
when
they just ride on planes, like they don't have like special BBL planes.
They got special cushions and things like that. But if it's right after, you got to lay flat. You got to buy the whole row.
So I gotta if I'm sitting behind the girl, I got to deal with her just staring in my face.
Yeah, I mean,
this whole flight
staring
home.
At your face.
She ain't be staring at
she
you.
She gonna be
facing you, but she ain't gonna be staring at you.
But I'm saying, okay, so what? She's still right here. Her face is right here.
I mean, you gotta
what
do
you
it.
Gonna do?
If you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's crazy. That sounds
but
crazy
look,
to me.
On the bright side, if you sitting next to her, you get to see her feet.
Nah, I don't
want no. You get the feet right before you go to sleep. You know you be sleep on plane.
Yeah. I'm actually the furthest away from her feet. Her head is right here.
No, I said if you sit next to her, in the same row, you get to see her feet.
That's not my issue. I get to see her ass and her feet then. Either way, something, I don't know. Man.
They said, like, Cam made me watch that 1 hour BBL, yeah. And that shit was so interesting.
I thought I sent it to you, too.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
shit
yeah.
was
you
so
interesting. I did. The white
was
girl?
Insane. Yeah, it was insane. That shit was so interesting.
I didn't know they go through that much for
it's,
that.
It's
and
a
it
lot.
Took that long, 66 weeks. She
ain't
was
working.
It was $33,000.
No, not 66 weeks.
I mean, not 66 weeks.
But it'd take about 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks, I mean. So.
That's a lot.
But I was like, man.
Yeah, as is,
she
know,
couldn't sit on her butt.
For
she
the
couldn't
butt.
Sleep on her butt, and she got the lipo.
And then so
like
you
the
get
stomach
pockets and of blood,
a
and it's a lot.
I
but,
wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
we got a little bit. We got this. So I got to play this message from the trap phone.
We're also recording this on a. What's today?
On a Friday.
On a Friday, a little earlier.
On a Friday, a little earlier. All right, I believe it was this one. Yep, right here. All right, here we go.
Oh, shit, that beat was loud as hell. It's Vinny Hughes, Louisville, Kentucky. Man, let me tell y'all why I hate New Jersey. So I was in New Jersey one time. I used to drive over the road, and this is like roughly around 2018. And matter of fact, I was listening to Dad Body for the Win, y'all's greatest episode. Come on now, we know why. So I'm in New Jersey, and I'm driving on the road, so I had to stop at a Walmart so I could go and clean myself up. And I'm sitting there, I go to the Walmart, grab my toiletries out the truck, you know, and then I'm heading to the bathroom. So I get to the bathroom before I needed to clean myself
like
up, brush my teeth, do whatever. I'm like, let me go use the bathroom, you know what I'm saying? Let me do my due. So I grabbed the wipes, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to the bathroom. I'm sitting in the stall. And somebody was in the big handicap stall because that's the one I usually like, you know what I'm saying? But I go to the little stall. So I'm in the little stall, and I'm chilling. And then the person that was in the big stall, they get out, and another person goes in. So I'm sitting there, and I'm chilling. And then I hear, I'm like, what the fuck? And they say, Hey man, you got some toilet paper over there, man. I ain't got no toilet paper over here. Well, I ain't have no toilet paper either, but I had wipes. So I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, somebody call her right now. We got to finish the story.
I go and pull out a couple wipes out of my package, and I pass it to him under the stall. And this nigga, when he grabs the wipes, gets doodle on my head.
No.
When I'm telling you, I never wiped my ass so fast. I was wiping my ass.
Which
hand? It hurt.
God, come on. Stop calling. Hold on.
getting everything together. This nigga dips out the restroom so fast. If I catch this nigga today, I hate New Jersey. I hate New Jersey. All right, peace, y'all. Shout out Emmanuel. Shout out Cam.
Gotta be pranked. Somebody must have been pranking him.
Let's see if he pick up.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
You had to get pranked, dog. That ain't real.
That's crazy. I'm on the pot.
You on the pot right now?
Dog, that's wild. Man, what's up with y'all boys?
We was talking about this doodle hand.
I want to know them which
dance,
hand.
Them doodle hand, them dance.
I'm never shaking your hand,
nigga. After you got doodle on you. After you got doodle on you, which hand did you use to wipe your ass?
Yeah, I had to use my left. He forced me.
Okay, all right.
You got to wipe the shit off your finger before you even think about your ass first.
That's what I'm saying. He had to use the other hand.
I rushed out the stall. I had hella doodle on my right.
How much doodle was on his hand?
Yo, hella.
He grabbed so much shit. I don't know how he did it.
Hold on. From an ounce to like a liter, how much is hella?
How much is hella? He had like a solid cup of doodle. It's like he shit in his hand and then smeared it on me. How long did you wash your hands? When I'm telling you, I washed my hands. I went to the middle of the aisle in Walmart and got some Lysol and a bunch of other shit. Went back to the bathroom and started washing again. I mean, hella bleach.
That man was a paraplegic that was mad you took his stall, man. He got you back, nigga. That's what it was.
I know you screamed, nigga.
That is hilarious.
That's insane, dog. Getting doo-doo on somebody else's hand. I know you look for him so fast. He got out of that bathroom so fast, nigga.
I would have went.
He said thanks and then wiped it on me. And then as soon as I noticed that it was doo-doo, the door swung open and he ran the hell out.
It was
out.
A prank. It was a prank.
This man didn't even wipe his butt.
It was a prank.
It had to be a prank because that's disgusting.
I would have went straight to security.
I don't know what type of prank that is. Where he gonna sit there and wipe what smelled like actual doo-doo.
Oh, man.
That
would have went to security and asked to see the footage.
Cam said he would have went to security and asked to see the footage.
So I can see who this man is.
Cam would have got him. Cam is action Cam. He would have.
I wouldn't even know, dog.
Oh, yeah, he'd have got him.
Nah. He got the eyes to see through walls.
He can see through walls.
That's ridiculous.
Like, yeah, I got the glasses on me now.
Nah, we had to call you.
I got the x-rays on.
We had to call you, bro, because that story was crazy.
What's
man.
Your
What's your
name?
I
planned on leaving y'all a message. What I normally do is I work third shift. And what I was going to do is I'm like, every time like I listen to the pod, I'm going to call them late night when they don't answer. I'm going to leave them a message, tell them a crazy story that I had, and then dip.
Hey, listen, you can always call and tell a story.
You got to save them.
What's your name, bro?
Vinny.
We're going to keep it. So we know when we see Vinny, we got to look.
I've been fans since like easily 2009 type shit.
Oh, and damn. Then,
my favorite podcast is Dad Bod for the Win.
That was a phenomenal.
Hilarious.
The story room of, you know, the angels and then Emmanuel, of course. Come on now. Get your dad body.
Hey, if we had video at that time, it would have been, crazy.
Yeah, it would have been crazy. Y'all got me through a lot. I definitely appreciate y'all calling. Y'all just made my whole day. Y'all have no clue.
Hey, appreciate it, bro.
We're going to lock you in, dog.
Y'all stay up and keep doing what y'all doing. I see the direction everybody's headed in. I can see y'all going for a multimedia style company, and it just makes me so happy to be able to grow with y'all and see everything that y'all are doing in real time. So
thank you, man.
Appreciate it, brother. We'll tap in later.
Definitely. Y'all stay up.
All right, bro.
So save him, and the person that called was the same person?
They called twice. I'm calling him back. Like, hey, what's wrong with you?
Calling us in the middle of a pod.
We'll call him back.
Calling his number. We told y'all to call. But yeah, anytime you see Vinny on there, you gotta listen.
There we go. We got him locked in. Let me see who called back twice from Fitzgerald, Georgia.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Girl or guy? What
Fitzgerald?
You think?
Fitzgerald?
Girl or guy? What you think? Hurt?
Guy.
Guy.
Girl.
Hello?
Okay.
Hey, dog. You called this phone twice, fam. What you doing?
We trying to record a podcast, bro.
I only called once.
Nah. Don't try to backtrack now.
Hey, nah, well, the first call ain't go through.
Hey, you on the podcast live, brother.
What's up?
What's good?
Man, I appreciate y'all faith and sitting, man. Man, I've been rocking
with
y'all since
23. It sounds like you're talking from inside of a pipe.
Hold on.
Oh, these,
you hear me now?
Oh, we can hear you now. Yeah, okay, good. Oh, dude, you done hung up. Come on,
battery
dog.
Battery died. It's battery died.
Come on, dog.
Battery died.
You got to do
Come
better.
Come on, Fitzgerald.
Come on, Fitzgerald, Georgia. Right before his battery died.
Damn.
That's why he was calling.
I need to call the battery. About to die.
All right, if he called back, we'll get him right.
It'd be funny. Hey, right, I got to say this before I say to y'all, my battery about to.
Damn, Fitzgerald.
He probably going to call back.
Yeah, he going to call back. Why waiting to call back?
Is Larry Fitzgerald from Georgia?
I don't think so. No.
I don't know.
I think he may be from Pittsburgh. I know. He went there for college.
He looked like he's from somewhere weird.
Emmanuel asked me an interesting
That's
question.
That's a big dude, though. I seen him in the airport.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, I seen him in the airport, and it was so easy to see him because I'm walking towards him. He walked towards me, and he just towering over everybody.
Really?
And we make
How
eye contact. I don't know, but we was like I forgot where I was. I was somewhere like in a one of them white type city. This was a layover, and we just made eye contact, and we were like the two
Oklahoma
black people.
Oklahoma City or something?
Not even that. Not that way. Ain't nowhere I'm going to have a layover there. But we just made eye contact. And we looked at each other and just kept going.
That's it.
Well, he was big.
Emmanuel asked me an interesting thing before we got started. He said, what the chapstick game looking like out here? And I was like, I think it's trying. What was your reason for asking that?
Well, I was getting low on chapstick and I'm starting the day, and I was just thinking about, you know, like, what is everybody chapstick game? Because I
Got
know
you.
That we deal with losses
a lot of times. Yeah, yeah.
We deal with, you know, do people do.
Do
guys not do chapstick?
No, for sure.
What's the new way of doing it?
Very interesting question, because this is recent for me. I bought a new chapstick at Target.
Okay.
And I like going to Target. They got more
options.
What
have you usually gotten? Chapstick or Blister?
Chapstick.
Okay, right. Gotcha.
They have a lot of options there, so I like to have a lot of options, try different ones. And then, like, I had it for a day and I lost it. I was like, come on.
For a day.
I just had it for a day and I lost it. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Do you have a designated spot? Like, oh, I put it in this pocket.
Yes. But I think I lost it because, you know, it was in my laundry. I think that's why I lost it.
Okay. Mm.
So 2 days ago, walking with Gail, we go to the bank, and then she's like, I need to go to Walgreens. So we go to Walgreens. I'm like, I can get chapstick.
Right.
Going there, their options were terrible.
Yeah.
And I was forced to get a two-pack. Cause that was just like all I. It was just like So that is something on my mind right now. Like, what's the best chapsticks out there?
I figured out a chapstick system.
I don't like the those cherry flavor type chapsticks.
Yeah,
those,
you gotta grow up.
Yeah, you gotta grow up. I like those ointment ones, like the ones that'd be like what's the shit that be on them now? It'll be
CarMax.
No, but it'll be tea tree on there or something like a tea tree type chapstick or something. Like,
you got to get a little expensive with your chapstick. You know what I'm saying?
Can you become a grown man? Like, do they need to have like grown man? Like,
I feel like those are just the ones that are just like your tea trees. Like, it got vitamin E and some type of vitamin in it.
The Burt's Bees.
Do
I like Burt's Bees.
Do we need to come out with a chapstick line?
Oh, I mean, you never know. We might need, you know.
Look, I'm gonna be completely real.
Okay,
with y'all.
Talk to me.
Y'all learning many things about me today.
Yeah.
Feet.
Yeah, you like feet.
And also you, chapstick.
Yeah, and masturbating in living rooms.
No, I don't ever masturbate in living rooms. And I doubt that.
You've never done it. But.
Never master in a living room?
In a living room.
Oh, well, yeah.
See? You know what I mean?
He said, all right.
When I was a kid, it was definitely. Our computer was in the living room.
Oh, yeah, I'd have tore up a living room.
No, that's terrible.
But why would I need to be in a group of hell? No, that's that no. But I will say this. What are we talking about?
Chapstick.
Chapstick. That has become a component. Mm-hmm. Of what I leave out the house with.
Gotcha.
So a lot of times when guys talk about keys, wallet, cell phone, I've noticed with myself, I don't forget to bring a chapstick, bring some type of chapstick with me.
I got you. It's hard for people to keep it. Have you ever, real quick, he said, just wanted to let y'all know I appreciate y'all and that you got love from South GA. Appreciate the call back. He must be busy, man. Or something to happen.
His boss came in. Fuck.
His name is Kerry. Billingsley Jr.
If we ever got work down there, protect us.
Yeah, protect us, Kerry.
You know what they need to start doing? We got a little change pocket here as men.
Okay.
And most jeans have it. I think women jeans have it too. But we don't really use this pocket.
Not really.
Jean manufacturers need to start putting a little chapstick, little zipper.
Little zip.
But you always put your chapstick or just come with chapstick.
Okay, now we fucking talk.
You know what I'm saying? Because what's the point of this pocket? We never put change in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like back in the day when we was paying more with cash, we would utilize this. But now it goes unutilized.
Right. Absolutely. My condoms definitely can't fit in there. They big.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. No, mine can't fit. No. I already caught it. I already got it. Let me have it. I already got it. But I got a system though, because we all... It's hard to keep a stick of chapstick. It's hard.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sick of this. And one day I got mad. I said, I'm sick of this. Right. I went to Target. I said, I seen it was like a 4-pack or something like that. I said, this is what I'm going to do.
Putting it everywhere. One in the car, one in the...
It's one there. It's one in my car.
Okay.
I got a backup one just in case I lose the one that I carry on me.
Okay.
I've been
I've
been cool for the past 2 months.
Okay.
I had to have because I got sick of this. I was like, this don't make sense no more. I keep losing this one. So the one in the car stays in the car. I one day thought about taking it out
because
I left my at-home one at home.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Is there a chapstick conspiracy now? Let's dig a little deeper.
Okay.
We staying on the surface of the lips.
Okay.
Let's go deeper as the lips, like as the labia.
Let's go beneath the melanin.
Are we really not losing them?
Uh-oh.
And are the manufacturers of chapstick putting a little something at night where they can retrieve it? Like, they press a button, they start rolling back to the factory.
Okay.
So, and they making us think we crazy.
But they say it on the overhead.
That's the only, because they know chapstick going to last a while.
Right.
Mm.
Right,
you only need like one swipe, but that may last 2 years.
Yeah. Gotcha. Do you think they're repurposing?
They need you to
Maybe like some lube?
So they saving on their overhead. So
exactly.
Like late at night, we be in the house, so we don't see all the chapstick rolling down the street, going back to the factory.
They do roll easy too.
Go ask a homeless person, they see chapstick rolling in the street.
Mm.
They're like, I see it all the time. You probably think they crazy.
Right.
But I'm telling you, the manufacturers got it. They make you think you going crazy.
That's the script. That's the script right there.
Chapstick,
that's the movie.
And KY jelly are the same product.
They melt it down when it comes back.
Melt it down, put it in the
thing. And now it's KY.
Same, exact same product.
Okay. Okay.
It all makes sense.
Okay. Damn. Yep. That's good. That's good. That's good. Because why does everybody have the same problem? That's good. Like, why?
That's what I'm saying. Why is it like that?
It can't
be all of us. And I'm responsible.
You are.
So it can't be all of us.
It's kind of like the sock in the laundry thing.
The one sock that always gets lost.
It's kind of like that type of thing. Because
like, why? Why is it always at one sock?
Why is it always that one sock that just goes missing?
It's the same. Wait a minute.
Okay.
This is like that movie, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Cabin in the Woods. I believe that's the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they finally get into that cabin and he go on the ground. And it's
you got all type of monsters and unicorns. All
and you things. Feel like and these are the people that release these things into.
Yeah.
It's one company. Chapstick, the sock, forks in the house. These things that go. What is this? Now we did. Now we're getting into this. This is the point where I start to get a little worried.
I'm gonna say right now, this is why I draw. Yeah. We ain't talking about forced disappearance. Cause that's when you had the government showing up.
That's, yeah, okay, that's fair. Right, right, okay, my fault.
Stay up here with the chapstick.
Keep
the lights on. Too far now.
My bad. My bad.
Keep my feet videos on.
Yeah, that's fine. You can continue, but we ain't okay. Totally doing that. You're doing that fork stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Okay, my bad. I don't want to get banned.
We came into a fork in the road, and we ain't going down that way.
Okay, all right, bet. Yeah. Well, you know what, guys? Hey, y'all do y'all research. Talk to us in the comment. Where y'all think the chapstick going to? We need to start hitting cameras on our chapstick.
We just want to know the truth.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? What is the truth?
Not our truth, not your truth. We want to know the truth.
And I say this about feet, too. I kind of find it a little gay when guys got their feet out. And maybe that's because I appreciate nice feet.
Wait, because it's surface. Like, in what way? Like Birkenstocks with barefoot?
Think about it. A man that has a 50% foot fetish, you know what I'm saying, that appreciate women with their nice feet out and all that, you know, when I see a nice foot. If I see a man come in with flip-flops his feet out, it's kind of like, nigga, put on some clothes on your foot. You see what I'm saying? Think about it.
Hold on.
It's kind of like, nigga, put on some clothes on your foot.
Let me give you some pushback.
Put some clothes on your foot.
Give you some pushback. You're going to give some pushback.
I don't say ill, but I'm a nigga that has been shamed for wearing socks with flip flops.
Yeah.
I'm always.
Black men in general.
I'm always rocking socks with the flops. And people be like, why are you rocking socks with your flops?
Yeah.
Because it becomes comfortable.
Well, that's just a black thing, though.
I'm a sock, but I'm a sock guy, too.
I'm a sock guy, too.
Especially a new pair of socks.
Yeah, yeah.
Foot blowjob.
But I just don't like a guy coming around with his feet out.
But white people do it all the time. That's a white thing for sure.
You got some healing to do.
You definitely do.
You think so?
You got to dig deep.
I think it's a little weird, man.
It's like
some clothes on your feet.
It's a foot. Everybody got feet.
I don't like it if they got long fingers that look like little individual chapsticks. Then it look weird. You know, Rome got finger toes.
I don't even care if it look weird. That's hilarious.
I knew that's where he was going. I was like, this nigga setting it up. I knew that's where he was going.
Rome's feet could be in the next
this chap ass
Godzilla movie. But I'm just saying, I don't want to. I'm just
sticking every place you look at, make you go crazy, nigga.
I don't know. That's just me.
Some people just comfortable.
But where did the last time that happened where you got upset about that?
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday?
I think, huh?
I said yesterday.
I don't know who had. I don't really see it here too much. But like, I don't know. If we had a barbecue or something, some guy coming.
That's a barbecue.
Yeah, but why are your feet out? You a grown ass man with your feet out.
It depends where that. We at the beach?
I mean, at the beach, I ain't mad at you. Everybody got their feet out. You don't need to go to the beach then. No, I'm realistic.
Okay, you realistic with it.
If
when you hate, you realistic.
Yeah, but if you're just a grown man, if you're a grown man walking in the mall with your feet out, you know what I'm saying?
That's not really.
Like, what you doing, man? Put on some shoes. Put on some clothes on your feet.
You feel like it's indecent exposure.
For a man, absolutely.
Indecent and told you.
I absolutely think he should get arrested for
that. Indecent and told
you. Okay, man, you got your feet out. You a grown ass man with your feet out.
Yeah, indecent and told you.
Indecent and told you. Yo, that's funny.
It is 50% of me says that's a sexual thing. That's a sexual organ.
No, that's...
A foot is 50% a sexual organ.
What?
For you, because you have foot fetish.
That's feet.
That's
just feet.
They're just walking utensils.
Yeah, that's it.
They're walking tools.
Yeah.
They're balancing tools.
Walking chapsticks. Now you just use them where you
have. So what are you attracted to?
Butt.
You are so regular. You are such a regular.
I like nice eyes. I like nice smiles.
You know what? All right,
I'll tell you something.
I like nice eyes.
I'll tell you something that's different.
I'm with you on the thighs.
I like dark lips. I like dark lips and I like them dark features. The dark, like, eyes. You know, them smoky eyes.
I like that.
I like darker lips too.
Yeah, I like that.
Like Puerto Rican women?
I mean,
it's a lot of women with smoky eyes and darker lips.
Yeah, I mean, just.
You mean like the, okay, like Ethiopian.
And that smoky. You, smoky, I don't know how to, that smoky look.
Yeah, I know
look.
What you mean. Yeah, I know like what you that. Mean. I like that. That is sexy.
That's, that snatch your soul a little bit.
Just, yeah, yeah. They look dangerous. You look dangerous. Like,
yeah, I like it.
Well, she's going to stab me in my sleep a little bit.
What else?
Yeah, I like, I'm a thigh, I like laying on a thigh, nigga.
I'm
like,
sorry, real quick. We'll come back to the thigh. But them type of girls is mad cool and shit. If they mad cool with them smoky eyes.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little.
They call you chief. Hey, what's up, chief?
Hey, chief. Exactly. Hey, chief.
Hey, chief.
I'm like, you just
call me chief?
Did I just come in my pants?
Like, what are you doing?
No, you don't, because you don't get your tip don't get wet, man.
Yeah,
man,
you got to grow up.
You still got to grow up, so you don't. Wet. Don't do that.
See, this is like don't having your feet out, Cam. Just stop no, right you, now.
Everybody else agreed that their tips get wet.
No, nobody agrees.
You need to get some tip exposure.
You got to get checked.
Stop putting that chapstick on your tip and let it get wet.
I'm gonna send you a link to a foot video so you can go to sleep. Bitch ass.
You gotta relax. This nigga over here fooling today.
Y'all chill, man. But yeah, thighs, nigga. I'm a thigh.
Thighs.
Yeah. Just
let's talk about the thighs.
Like, especially them lotioned out the shower. Thigh, like you just lay on it.
I can appreciate a girl with less ass. If she has less ass, if she has
thigh.
Nice thighs.
I'm mad. I ain't mad.
That's
at
how
thigh.
Much it, like a good leg
a good
and
leg.
Thigh. Good man.
Y'all want don't yeah. Hey lady, don't even send me but you can send me a butt. But if you send me some thighs.
Yeah.
You know it's a good angle for thighs?
What?
I like when girls take when they sitting down and they take a top down and you can just see this little thigh. They got some nice little
So when you eat chicken, you was eating chicken, you always went for the thigh.
Nah. Oh, I'm a thigh man.
I went for the breast.
I'm a thigh man. I'm a leg and thigh. Leg and thigh, for sure. Give me a leg and thigh every time. Popeyes, give me a leg and thigh.
All the meat there, all the crispy
man. That white meat be
ladies, keep your thighs moisturized. Keep your thighs like we like that. Absolutely.
Yeah, thighs.
Absolutely. Something about
that. Here's another random one. Okay. Cankles. Still down there by the feet.
What you mean?
Nice cankle.
You need to hook them up with whatchamacallit.
I think I know
you need to hook them up with I don't know why it's living on
She's
gonna be mad.
She'll be all right.
Because I just call her ankles.
You talking about Alex. Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's solid.
You would love her.
Now, there's a mix between when them ankles are too big.
Bangles. Okay, you don't want it spilling.
I ain't from Cincinnati.
You don't want no Cincinnati bangles.
I ain't from Cincinnati.
You don't want no Cincinnati bangles.
No, I want that like Alicia Keys got some cankles, boy. That thing look nice.
How you be finding
it? It's nice from like a nice foot to
he got a foot.
You know,
fetish.
Girls that
he
like,
didn't even go above the ankle. Because
if you got skinny ankles, it don't look like you can have skinny ankles and big feet. It don't look as good.
Okay.
But if girls have nice ankle to
foot ratio, okay,
very that's, nice.
All right,
I like a little knock knee too.
I like a little knock knee. I like a little knock knee.
What's this called?
Yeah, the Shannon Sharp.
When they do the Shannon Sharp feet.
Yeah, the little knock knee. Little, you know, a pigeon toe.
Pigeon toe. That shit is sexy.
Yeah, that shit be sexy.
We getting weird today on the Comedy Trap.
Absolutely, we here.
Now, how about you, nigga? Like, I want to hear something weird.
When a girl be cooking.
Everybody got something weird.
This ain't weird, but I like when a girl be cooking, that hand be on their hip. This is so sexy. It's like, not like because you in there cooking, but it's cute.
No, that's because you in there cooking.
Yeah, but it's just something about that. It's so feminine. I like it.
I do like it.
I like it.
It feels like home. It feels like home.
This ain't weird, but I like a good, like, when girls have a nice top bun. I like a good top bun.
Like Juju.
You like Juju. Yeah. I like it. It's like a nice top bun. Ponytails are cool, but I like a nice top bun. Like, it look nice on some girl.
I like a little back dimple, too.
Oh, yeah, a little back dimple. I'm down.
It's like where you put your thumbs at when you.
Yeah,
you
know, a little.
That's the instruction. Cool.
It's a little remote control, a little situation.
How about dimples?
Oh, yeah. I like a little dimples.
Dimples are cute.
Yeah. I mean, dimples work that crazy girls.
I rock with freckles.
I rock with freckles.
Freckles on the body?
Freckles.
Or just freckles on the face?
Face for sure.
How about freckles on the ass?
I've never seen that.
Hit that shit look like some dice rolling there.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen that.
I've never seen freckles on the ass.
Haven't seen freckles.
Like a bunch of freckles? Or does he talking about like a mole?
I don't know.
We do, you know, we all do like, we done talked about it, that underbooty dark meat. We do like that underbooty dark meat. Hey,
dark meat.
Hey, that
mean
that
now.
Thing thick, you know what I'm saying? Underbooty dark meat.
What about a nice butthole?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
What about a nice butthole? Can you look at a girl's ass and she bend over and be like, she has a nice butthole?
Absolutely. I compliment a girl's butthole that we all know, which is funny. Hilarious. And she's like, stop talking about my butthole. Stop looking at my butthole. I'm like, is it here?
Stop looking at my butthole.
If it's out, obviously,
she was being funny back. But it was, I was like, this is a nice, that's the first time I was like,
clean butthole. Nice, good, clean butthole.
Like, it ain't nothing wrong with it. It's perfect.
Just there. Nice.
Yeah. Okay, that shit look like one of them craters on Mars. It's like real nice.
Yeah. It was nicer than that. It was the prototypical what you would think you would want a butthole to look like.
Look like Arnold Schwarzenegger flexing. With all the striations.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha. Like everything going to the room.
It looked like a hole.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Terminator booty.
Yeah, Terminator booty.
Okay. James Cameron booty.
Okay. T1
booty.
T1000 booty, girl. Throw that T1000 bag.
Yeah. Like, if you receive a photo of just a butthole,
that's my type of humor. That's a funny photo. Especially if you being funny. I'm gonna post it
on my wall. Every time you come
on. Oh, so you gonna go AWOL.
AWOL, that's great. That's great.
Fantastic, bro. I don't know
how he got that one.
That's good.
He got that one. All
right.
Even he's surprised by it.
Yeah, like, oh shit, did I say that?
He's sitting proud right now. Like, I did that. Look at him on the screen.
Oh my
God. Once again, remember we said that one nigga that hate me? Like, here you go. I hate this nigga, man.
That was phenomenal. That was phenomenal. Go AWOL.
Yeah, I agree.
We gotta switch the subjects after that. Don't get better than that.
What's your question?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
This question is perfect.
That's funny.
Because what we talking about. Have you ever thought about, because when I was younger, especially, I would think about this. As you know the concept, we all believe in heaven. Mm-hmm. And we always be like, you know, our ancestors, our family looking down upon us.
Uh-oh.
Do you really feel like they could just watch us at any time from heaven? And then have you ever felt guilty when you was doing something you wasn't supposed to be doing? Like, is my grandma watching me right now?
That's funny you just said that.
And then do you be like, when you get to heaven, you think she gonna say something about it?
Dog, if she came up to you, I saw what you were doing.
Like,
now.
Come on, dog.
Oh, come on, grandma. So,
I don't think so.
Okay.
So why the whole kind of they watching down upon us?
Here's the thing.
If they ain't watching. Here's down the thing. Upon us.
They got stuff going on.
They do got stuff going on. That's for sure. That's
but you ain't curious about Earth?
No, for sure. Here's what made me say that. I was watching a sermon, and he was really breaking down like. He said something that made sense. He was talking about how prayer is how God intercedes into our life. So that's why the form of prayer is like inviting God. Like, because God had to come down as Jesus, because this realm is different from God's realm. So God, like, in order for me to save my people, I need to come in physical form.
Yeah.
And then we have prayer as intercession to connect with the spiritual. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you, and this is all speculation, but inviting God in your life and saying, God, watch over me. Okay, I'm here in your life. You call on me. I'm here. I don't think we calling on all of our, some people may call on their ancestors, but I don't think they,
I
don't think they all day just watching for some reason.
No, I ain't saying all day they just sitting there watching me. I'm like, they just want, let me check in on what Rome doing right now.
I don't know.
And that's the time when you doing something you don't need to be doing.
I mean, it could be. Because we don't know. I ain't never died before. So, I mean.
I don't know, man. Heaven got any type of immigration policy like American does. There's going to be months of paperwork they got to handle up there. They ain't going to be worried about us down here. But I will say there was an interesting thing that I heard. So there's this theory that went around that, like, based on what you just said, mm-hmm. like how when you pray, you're inviting God into mm-hmm. you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how sometimes, and I don't want to disrespect anybody, but I'm just going to go with off based on what I know. But like in voodoo and different religions like this, mm-hmm. they invite spirits into mm-hmm. them, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of time they believe they're inviting, like, hey, my dead grandmother mm-hmm. to come mm-hmm. talk to you, or something like this, my aunt or my mm-hmm. mother, mm-hmm. my dad, whatever, to come speak through the spiritual yep. realm. Somebody said that's none of those. None of that's true. None of those are your grandma. None of that's your
your aunt or your family members, those are not spirits. Those are all demons. When you do that type of magic, that sorcery, witchcraft, voodoo, any of that stuff, those are demons. And there's a whole nother thing that people point to, like the Nephilim were the giants that God, when he flooded the earth, he was killing all those angels, had sex with them and created them things. But they say that those Nephilim, they don't go to heaven or hell. They're here. They're still like
in the spirit.
Actually, you can see them if you take DMT, if you take heavy mushrooms, like a heavy dose, you go into that realm. And a lot of people say they see gestures and all these different things that add up. Those are all demons. And that is their realm. So we see different realms that they're in right now until whatever day. But I was like,
that's interesting.
But just like we can call, you call upon God to work through you or answer you or something. When people think they're calling their ground, you're not using forces that are
just
black magic type of stuff or inviting
that's
more demons.
Like you said, I don't know.
That's why a lot of time that shit goes wrong, right? They lost their mind or they got possessed and now they killed somebody or whatever, did crazy shit. It's usually because those demons, they want to get out of the spirit realm.
You seen that movie?
I haven't seen
that movie. That movie was a little creepy.
When they was inviting.
Let me tell you,
it came out like a
I watched it because he kept talking about it. So I'm like, all right, let me watch it.
I heard good things about it.
It was a good movie.
But it's just
like,
no.
No, absolutely. I wouldn't even be in there.
I wouldn't be nowhere near
something like that.
But for anybody that feels like that, I don't know how many people do, but like people feel like, yo, I want to talk to my grandma. I wish I could speak. And willing to go to seances and all this weird shit. You know, all that shit demonic.
Like, do you ever all feel like your granddad looking down on you like, that boy looking at these foot videos before? That's my grandson. He got that for me.
That's
my grandson. You said your granddad used to like to walk, so you know about some feet.
That's funny. Like,
the riches know about a good rack.
He's like, that's my grandson.
Trey. Racks already taken.
It's interesting. It's an interesting question because it helped people stop masturbating.
No, but that's why I used to think when I was younger, I'd be like, is somebody watching me right now?
Yeah.
Because, dang, this is terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible. What I'm
but
doing.
But they got
right
us saying, I'm 13. Come on, dog.
I got to get this out, man. Come on, man. Yeah. Mike Tyson is set to fight
Jake Paul.
Now, click on that middle one. Yeah,
this one?
No, down. Right there, yeah. So I think this is just the article. We signed this is from Mike Tyson. We signed the contract. Netflix.
Wait, why that picture on his chest look like Beyonce?
They do like Beyonce. Yeah. But scroll down. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Go scroll down. I seen a funny comment. Scroll down. I think. Oh,
it's in Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Said, please bite his ear off. Okay, what is this? Like what? Like
now I know this has to be a cash grab because if Jake Paul wins, it's fake. Ain't no way.
This don't make sense.
I mean, it could be because the man got, 40 years his senior. Like, what?
It don't matter. This is Mike Tyson.
I feel you.
You see
his
training clips? He still got all that shit.
I remember. But, you know, he's still 50. Like, that was 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, them training clips.
No, but right. Then also,
you got to remember, he's a much older man.
And then
now,
Jake Paul ain't been boxing. I mean, he he's good. I think he's gotten better. I think he's going to keep getting better. But Mike Tyson?
This is real first fighter he fighting.
Yeah, I'm not.
Mike Tyson is.
I wouldn't want to do
but,
it.
But what make me mad, it worked. I got to see this.
Yeah,
it's so ridiculous. I got to watch
it. And it's on the bets. It's on Netflix. It makes it so easy.
Yeah,
it's not
Netflix
like a pay-per-view
too, yeah.
thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, it's like, so they know what they do. It's going to be, they're going to make
they
crazy
both going to get a bad guy.
Yeah,
they already made their money.
Yeah, they already made
I would love to see Mike Tyson knock him the fuck out. I'm not even going to lie.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It'd be funny.
But I'm scared.
If he,
because Mike Tyson is an older man.
He's an older man.
You can't hide. None of us can run from age.
Now, see, I like to watch leading up. That's my favorite part of boxing sometimes is watching the lead up stories. And I like watching the Showtime, how they do like lead up. But since this is on Netflix, I don't know if they're going to do the same thing. I'm sure they're going to have lead up videos. I just want to see like Tyson's training. Like, I just want to see this whole.
Oh, you know they're showing that because it's going to make it more interesting. Like, then he about to get destroyed. So they want to highlight that.
Yeah, you got it.
It's going to look crazy.
It's going to look crazy. It's just, I mean, kudos to Jake. Jake did it.
And you saw the videos Jake putting out. Did you see any of them? He's putting out a bunch of videos going at Mike Tyson.
Going at
a
night.
Of course.
I mean, you got
now,
to.
I'm talking about like
you got
Netflix
to.
Promotional.
Yeah, you got to. Because Ryan Garcia, what's wrong? Have you seen his clips lately? He been going a little weird. I don't know what's been going on with him.
But he even got a face tattoo, I heard.
It's probably on his Instagram.
Yeah, it might be on his
Instagram. But, yeah, so it's going to be interesting. You got us. I got to watch, you know. So, I mean, yeah, it's just.
It's so ridiculous. I got to watch this stupidness.
Click the. Oh, damn. Oh, click that video. This one? No, over one. Yeah.
Oh, this is when he was training 2 years, 3 years ago.
No, man. No. No, yeah, that shit look crazy. That shit look crazy.
Somebody sent us this video and like this
like,
is almost
you couldn't
like,
pay me to be the man holding that.
Dog, that shit look the man like oh
yeah, yeah, he wanna get accidentally caught with that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. No, I don't know, man. Mm-mm. We'll see. Mm-mm. If Jake win, this is all they don't I'm be honest, is this crazy.
Yeah. That would be just weird.
It'd just be weird.
But then people gonna use the excuse that I'm saying his age, like, cause it is. He's just an
old
man.
What, 50 something? 40?
I'd be close to 60, right?
Maybe. All right. Before we get to this last part, cause I'm interested in this ancestry. I just wanted to show a hell no for this monkey bit. So when we was in Bali, we went to the monkey sanctuary, and they were pretty decent size. The monkey forest. But this. I ain't gonna lie, my heart will be raised. I'll tell you, let me just play this clip. Nah, nigga.
That's a woman? Damn.
Get up.
You gotta buck back.
You
man.
Gotta buck
you gotta
back.
Buck back.
Oh!
This old lady.
If she falls, it's over.
It's over.
Those are like baboons.
Those are, them shit's big, dog. Nah, but the only thing you can do, especially as a man, you gotta buck
said,
back.
Why nobody helped her? Do you not see what the fuck going on? Yeah, you want to get caught up in that?
Like we like
somebody probably told, don't go over there. Yeah, the monkeys be going crazy. And she went
them
over
niggas
there.
Big. That's
no, but you gotta buck.
You got yeah. You got
look. They little skittish. They being a little skittish yeah, and looking yeah. around. So you know they do, got a little.
I do feel if somebody ran over there, they probably would.
You got to yeah. because if they because they know that she's scared. So they you got
she ain't gonna do it.
Look, they keep looking back for like, oh, confirmation. All right, come on.
Can we do this?
I'm gonna rip a face off. If they all came at once, it's gonna be a scary situation. But you just gotta fight. You gotta scream and swing.
Scream and swing. That's not a funny scream.
Could you imagine if it was this many gorillas? Just nigga. No hope.
Well, see, that
that's you dead.
Yeah, you
no
done.
Hope.
No, I'm not bucking at that. I'm running.
I'm out of there.
I'm running.
Even though
though.
That's one of the worst things you could do, too.
Hey, man, I mean, I can't.
They'll change.
You know how scared that's going to look? Like
gonna,
it's the Hulk.
You know how scared that's going to look?
That's all I got. I ain't got nothing else. Nigga. I got a gun.
Or they could be doing the other one, which would still be scary.
I'm running. You never have seen me
and you can't
run
look,
that fast.
And you can't look behind you.
You gotta look back.
That's
at
gonna be
some
scary.
Point, I gotta
that's
look
gonna be
back
scary,
and you see where
it's at. That nigga gonna be.
Like, I'm taking off, man. Like, it'll be no footage of this.
No, it'd be
like,
no footage.
Even if I was there and seen someone do I'm out.
Yeah, I'm
before
out.
They just start turning on me.
Yeah. I can't.
Terrific.
Help her. Police, help her.
All right, so to end the podcast, let's hit this ancestry.
All right, this is a video that was trending yesterday. It's in my, it's 8 minutes, but it's worth it.
Okay.
You're going to get upset at the comedian because, you know, he got to do his job, like Paul Gasol.
He do like Paul Gasol.
I'm telling you, this story's so good, you invested. So just do it, just the end. So if y'all want to stick around, listen.
If not, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, see you next time, but it's worth it. So go.
Okay. O.J. Simpson's ex-girlfriend. And I don't have a joke for that. I'm just trying to get the word back to OJ. Now, whoever did that laugh, you have a fucked up relationship with your dad. So, who's that deep laugh back there? That's you? Hey. How you doing? Tell me about your dad.
My dad's great. Well, okay.
That's called a repressed memory. My dad's the best. Oh, my God. No, he's not. Tell what's wrong with your dad?
Well, I don't know my biological dad. I just found that out last year.
Oh my God. You just found, how old are you?
Almost
40.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Wait, so were there any clues? Did you go, wow, what race are you? Let me just take a look. Like, how do you refer to your dad now?
Well, he doesn't know.
The plot thickens.
It's gonna keep thickening.
Okay, can I talk to you for a second? Okay. Do you remember, can we rewind to when I was like, you have a good relationship with dad? And you're like, yeah, oh, okay. Actually, it's actually a documentary that I'm about to share with you. Okay, so you were raised by a mom and dad.
Yeah.
And you were like, this is my mom and dad, naturally.
Yeah.
You know what's so amazing? Because you said you're almost 40.
Uh-huh.
That gives me like just a little bit of hope. I'm like, oh, thank God, I'm not gonna wind up like this, motherfucker. Okay, so, what happened?
Ancestry.com test.
So you, on your own volition, you were just doing it just because you were curious?
My sister bought, like, the whole family.
Worst Christmas gift ever. So your sister bought the whole family. And you all just like, did you do it together? You spit in it together as a family one at a time?
No, so like I actually didn't do it right away. Did it later. So this was like probably 4 Christmases ago. I didn't do it until like a couple years later and didn't even realize until last year I logged in and found out that.
Man, you guys, we gotta go through our inboxes really bad. Who knows what's sitting in there? So, okay, so you sent it in your spit, right? That's what they do?
Yeah.
You sent in your spit, you got an email, you didn't look at it, and then one day you're just like, let me log in and see
Well, I did. So I grew up, my dad's half Italian. I grew up telling everybody I was a quarter Italian, right?
Sure.
And I logged in the first time, and it was like, you're not Italian. I was like, this test is bullshit.
That's why I'm scared to take it, because I tell people I'm a quarter Italian. And is that how the test, do they break it to you easily? They're like, buongiorno. We have some bad news. Your Italian heritage is sleeping with the fishes. So you saw it. Did you say you were any Italian, like any percentage?
It was like less than 1%. I was like, that can't be right. I mean, it said it was like Spanish and Portuguese and stuff, right? And I was just like, it's just like. Close enough, right?
Yeah. Sure.
So, then when I logged back in, because I was telling my son about, like, you know, oh, I took this test.
Whoa, we got another! Okay, we're going to get to that part of the thing, too.
So I was telling him about it, and I was like, I'll log back in. I'll tell you exactly how much of what I am or whatever. And when I logged back in, I realized it said my sister and my brother were my half. We're actually, said they were my cousins, but it's like the same amount related as a half sibling.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I call my sister. She's like, let's talk about it.
That's good to know. It's okay to make out with your half sister. Okay, forgive me. So you called them.
I call my sister. I'm like, she's like, let's talk about it in the morning. I text my brother. He's like,
because did your sister must have done it already?
She did.
Was she just sitting on this information? She was just waiting for you to get in a fight and be like, well, guess what, motherfucker?
More or less, yes, but not. Yeah. My brother and my sister both already knew. My brother, when he first took the test, found out the same thing. So, but a different dad.
Oh my God! Your mom had a fun life. Okay, so they found it out. They didn't share this with you?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, so did you clear your day? You're like, well, I need to cancel work today. I need to figure this out.
No, like, the way I figured, like, I'm almost 40, right? Like, I'm like, it doesn't change who I am. It didn't really change much for me. It was just a cool story now, so.
And your dad's still alive?
He is, yeah. Well, The one I know.
Yeah. And you're not going to tell him?
No. Oh my
God. Is he still married to your mom?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And she had two babies with two different men?
Well, at least.
Are you going to ask your mom?
Maybe eventually. It's a whole thing.
So. I know it is absolutely a whole thing. No need to say that. I'm in shock. This is... You know those, like, it's like those documentaries where, like, some doctor worked at a sperm bank and he made all the sperm his sperm, so, like, he has, like, 500 children? It would be like a documentary where it's like, this guy's mom fucked 500 different guys.
Shit.
Bro, that's a heavy load.
And a heavy load.
Have you told your son yet?
Yeah, I told him immediately. I had him take a test just to make sure.
That's funny. That's funny.
It made him not believe women anymore. That's what it is.
He said, son.
Can't trust these hoes.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. You don't know, man.
That's tough.
Bro. That is very funny. That should be like what they do for the commercials for 23andMe. Find out if your wife is a cheating whore. And it was your son.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, the bar for congrats is very low right now. Oh my God, your son is actually your son. Thank God! Man, that is a wild story.
But yeah, that's...
If I don't show your face, can I put that on YouTube, or do you want me to keep that hidden?
Oh no, you can put it wherever you want.
Wild.
Like, look.
Shit, man.
At first, I'm like, his mom was definitely cheating, but then someone brought up in the comments, she could have had, the dad could have been infertile and they just had IVF procedures and they didn't tell them. But it I was just like, either been. Way, I'm he, like, that's
he
a
said
crazy.
He's almost 40. The idea that they had it that far back is highly unlikely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't know. 40 years I don't know ago that they were doing IVF, that wasn't I don't think that was a regular thing. Nah.
I don't know. But my thing is like the decision, do you tell your dad or not? Because I kind of see both sides. If you was to
I
tell him, like,
sides.
Yo, my dad deserved to know. But then it's like, they so old now. Why break that up? You know what I'm saying? It's like, why mess up this? Like, that's just going to just destroy everything. I'm going to be more mad at my sisters, my siblings. Like, y'all niggas knew and y'all didn't say nothing
But the
to me.
Tough part is, it's just now that you know, it's on you. It's on you. And it's so every
I'm going to talk to my mom.
No, but I'm saying, but every time definitely, you look at the dad, it's going to be on you. You're like, you're going to be like, shit, man.
But it ain't like, I can't be mad at him.
I can't, no, but yeah. You're just going to be like, I feel like you're going to end up, I can't sit here.
That's why men don't want to get with hoes, man.
Like,
would you want to know? Like, say it's that far, your kid's 40s, approaching 50s, y'all been married for this long, y'all old now.
You know what? I think if you tell me, it doesn't change nothing.
No, they still my kids, but I'm saying you know them. You your wife though.
Yeah, that's the.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the tough.
Would
you
a man rather would be kill his wife over that?
Would you rather be ignorant to an effort? I went this long.
Maybe
I'm that
maybe.
Old. If I was young, tell me.
But yeah, maybe.
At that age, what if his kid's 40? Then bare minimum was 60s,
70s. It just sucks to get that manipulated for 40 or how many?
I feel you.
40 yes, years of the father's life. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Not you look, even. I'm not even.
And you look
about
at me
son.
Every day.
The father was being lied to for 40
You look at me
years.
Every day and lied
I've been
to me.
Raising
but,
this child.
But what's funny?
Wasn't
if she
own.
Didn't know? And like, it's a
now,
possibility.
Not only that. Now I don't have a. Now I don't. I don't have a biological son. Yeah, I can still look at him. I love this kid
of course,
that
of course.
I raised, but that is not my bi. I don't have a biological seed I've passed on. And I thought I did. But because of you, and they said, and he said, I don't even know if the other siblings
are.
Yeah,
well, he said at least the brother. I mean, he said they have. So he said, well, at least one of them got two different dads. So he don't know, I guess, about the sister. But my thing is, at that age, though, you in your 70s going to 80s, you want to you want to know still, or you just ignorance is bliss? You already had to end that.
I mean, I'm too much a proponent of wanting to know the truth, even if it destroys you. I just want to know. I got to know, because it's just like, yo,
yeah, that's tough. Here
for? So would you tell your dad?
That's tough.
What? If my mom was...
If you found out around 40, when you in your 40s, and you found out you and your brothers got different dads, would you tell him that?
It's a different question, because now you're not asking me if I want to know if I was the father, right? You're asking
that's
me
what
if,
I'm saying.
As a
you
son,
in the
would
sun
I
shoes
tell
now.
My father?
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard.
I think I would... I don't know. Do you have a responsibility to...
My thing is, like, they so old now.
I mean, look. You have to look at the worst outcome, right? Because your mom has destroyed the marriage. I mean, this is her fault. This is all her fault. 100%. You destroyed.
If it wasn't IVF.
Yeah, if it wasn't IVF.
Yeah, but I'm not. You know, come on, this is 40 years ago, man.
I don't research that. I don't know when that came out.
It's like 1970, 80? Come on.
Somewhere around there.
So I'm just saying... She might have to pay for the consequences. That's just what happens. You ruined the family, you got to pay for it now. I'm sorry that they came out with 23andMe.
Me and my mom were talking about that.
Like, how can I lie to my father now? Like, especially this man who now I know is not even my father.
And
but
been taking care of me. He raised
me.
He raised me, my dad. Like, he raised me that long for 40 years.
For sure.
You my dad.
But no this matter. Is more appreciation I'm giving.
Yeah.
Because you're not my biological father, but you raised me as if I was your own son. Because
you don't.
You don't even know.
What you don't know. Yeah.
And so how can I lie to you? You took care of me like I was, you know, no matter. So how can I look in your face and be like, oh, yeah, like.
Because, like,
I'm
what if he find out from somebody else and he look at you and he's like,
evil ass.
Did you know? And you're like,
what, if the dad knew?
Like, what if the dad found out from somebody else maybe 5 years later after you knew the information, then he come to you and he like, did you know? And you're like, oh, fuck.
I wouldn't be mad at him.
I couldn't be.
I wouldn't be mad at him. Like, if he found out before I did and didn't tell me.
No,
anything,
no, no.
I wouldn't be
you
mad.
Know. Like, say you find out right now. You don't tell him. You decide, I'm not going to tell him.
Right.
5 years go by, somebody else lets him know finally, and then he comes to you.
Did you know?
Wait, before we go on to the next question, you didn't answer the other question. Would you tell your dad?
My father, man.
Me and my dad got such a bond, man. I'd be like, I think I would. Fuck, man, that's tough.
See, you can't look at it as his wife now.
Yeah, I can't.
That's different.
That's
ain't
different.
Your mom.
Yeah,
if he was still with your mom for that long, would you tell him?
It would destroy him.
And that's what I be thinking. Like,
shit, man.
He's so old now. It's like, just let them live their life for their life. There's plenty of families that have died thinking that they.
I don't want to have known it. I don't, like, truly, I feel you. Like, I don't want to have. I'd rather just leave me. I don't know how I'd feel with my mom anymore. Like, I'd be like.
No, I'm talking to my mom.
I gotta holler at my mom.
No, I'm talking to my mom.
Yeah, I got.
What comes out of that?
Let me know. I just found out my dad is not my dad. What is going on?
So you gonna talk to your mom but not tell your dad?
Because she may have a story. I did IVF and then figure, okay.
So you wanna hear it.
Let me go
case.
To her first before I just go to my
that's
dad.
Good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And mess, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Like my mom.
I'm talking to my mom for sure.
Because you're
now,
trying to figure
what,
out just the
like,
weeds
how that go, then it'd be like, you know.
Because on my granddad's side, on my mom's side, like, it's some deep things where, like, you know, this person was raised as the aunt, but it's really the sister, and it's really doing like back then stuff. People were just lying about shit, so it's like this has happened before. And
that's Kurt Franklin's mom.
Did the same thing to him.
Like, she came out and lied two different times, told his dad was two different people. And he was like, she lied again. He was like, he got a phone call from some of the 23 DNA testing places. And he went off. He was like, she lied again. I'm like,
y'all stay away from this. Stay away from the 23.
Dangerous,
stay away from the ancestors.
I took mine.
Destroyed relationships.
My family.
Lives. Jesus.
Damn, man.
But I was just like,
that's tough, man. That's tough. Sheesh.
Now, what if you found out your mom ain't your mom? How would that even work?
Like, well, obviously, you
married, wait, what?
What I'm adopted, happened? Or where did I come married into this.
Your dad's your dad, but your mom ain't your mom. That'd be
like,
weird.
I'd be like, what the fuck going on?
Father?
Well, there you guys go, man. Thank you for watching another episode of the Trap House. Remember, call 301-326-5737. I cleared out the inbox or the voicemail box. I think we might have to do it again so y'all can leave a message. We got charged this phone. This shit is baby. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment. We're going to keep it rolling. This is episode 10, but we don't keep it rolling. And, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll get a guest on.
Shout out to all the fans, man. Y'all showing a lot of love lately. Every time we get a message, it's something positive, and y'all pouring into us as hopefully you see we try to pour into y'all.
Absolutely.
And I definitely is appreciated.
Indecent in Tozier.
Is that what we calling it?
If you think you
have a high quality foot and you're a woman, ahead and send it to the trap phone. You know
and
what
if
saying?
You a man and you're
gonna be watching before bed.
And if you a man and you see a manual, just snatch off your sock and put it there, just show them.
No,
nigga.
No, no, no.
Stand
why
10 toes down. Stand 10 toes down.
And keep your toes down too, nigga. Like, no, don't go for that.
Tell him he need to grow up, get his tip wet, and his toes out. Tell him to stop playing out
here. Do you hear yourself right now?
If you see him going in a handicapped porta potty, follow him in there and show him your feet.
Yeah. Put your foot right up under the right above the door.
It's enough room for y'all both in there.
Men
should even have feet.
That's a funny title too. I ain't gonna lie.
It's like a man with breasts.
I think you meant to do that.
Yeah, that's a funny title. Men shouldn't have feet. That's a funny title.
Men shouldn't have feet. That's hilarious.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.
That one, you're gonna be like, what?
Peace.
To the trap.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.